This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Yes, are yours?
Wow, yeah, they are.
Wow, welcome to Confidently In This. You're the podcast where we're absolutely sure we wear Invisalign. I'm Zach, got my teeth in towers.
And I'm Kelsey Denture Damn Dara.
Hey, welcome, welcome. Hey, did you know there's a big ass storm happening right now in the UK called Storm Dara?
No.
Spelled my way.
No.
I feel bad because it's like a really big bad storm, but I'm like, this is cool. I've never seen my name before.
It's like finding that name at a keychain at a gas station. You're like,
what? I'm like, me?
Wait,
literally, my
have
people?
You done like a funny video yet?
Not yet. Because I did post about it just on my story, being like, oh my God, there's a storm coming. And then the next slide, I was like, obviously, I hope it's a very pussy storm and everyone's safe.
But knowing people named Dara, it's probably going to ruin a lot of lives.
It's gonna be messy.
It's gonna be bad.
It's gonna be Lionel Messi up in this bitch. Anyway, how are you?
I'm so good. Oh my God, I just realized your comedy showcase is tonight.
Yes.
Don't Google it.
Whoa.
That soundboard, I wanna go on record. What brand is it? Rode. Hasn't worked right since we got it.
I think it's me. Housekeeping?
Listen,
Kelsey, it's my slippery fingers.
Kelsey. Stormfront Dara.
Ooh, I love it.
I would love to say, to blame you. I would love to say it is you, but it's not. It's the board. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sensitive. She's sensitive.
Okay. If you're listening to this, obviously Kelsey's already done her second showcase show, but are you so excited?
I'm so excited because of the topics I'm talking about. I'm covering bisexuality and sex parties are the two topics I decided to go for.
Incredible.
Here's the thing though. I had a show Friday night, a stand-up show at the Roosevelt Hotel, which is like an iconic location.
Is it in that little secret room?
Yes, and like under the stairs, like Harry Potter style. And a guy that was producing the show was like, there's a big deal because Daryl Hammond is going to be on the show, mm-hmm. which is a iconic SNL legend
cast member.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is gonna be really cool. And I go and I'm like third or fourth up and I see he's going before me. The guy is like a
Hammond.
20 minute set before me. And I'm like, okay, this is weird, but I'll whatever. It's cool. He's gonna crush. And then I'm gonna come in and be this weird new fresh energy. Zachary, when I told you every single comic bombed.
Did you think they were good?
Yes and no. Okay. It was a bad audience. So I think it was like hotel guests that maybe got like tickets on the cheap or something.
Yeah. Also, it's a little spread out. It's little tables and stuff, right?
Yeah. It's like
intimate,
layers.
But it's like, it's not a lot of people.
No.
There's like four rows, but they're
stacked
tables and like,
and you're kind of like sitting far apart.
Yeah.
And like, oh my God. Literally Daryl Hammond. I kept hearing him from backstage being like, you know, you guys can laugh. It's a comedy show.
Oh no.
That's like how he started. And then by the end of, I think he only ended up doing 15 because it was so bad.
Even for him,
that the way he like ended it was like, you guys, this isn't even my regular material. Like, you think I would save my good jokes for the Hollywood fucking Roosevelt show? Like, this is me trying stuff out. Like, this is how it works, guys. And I was like, oh God. And so he gets off and I see him like coming down the little ramp and he's like, what is this audience? This is the worst fight. And I'm like, cool, 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 cool. So I go out there and I'm like, so I'm bisexual. And everyone's like, cricket.
No, I thought you were going to say like, and then I whipped them into shape.
Bro, nothing I said was turning them back.
Like, how many people were in the audience?
Probably like 30.
Okay, that's enough.
I know. And like, I was getting laughs here and there. Like, I thought, okay, at one point when I was talking about my labias, they all laughed. I was like, okay, we're back. But this is confusing because why did you laugh at that and nothing else? And then there was like a gay guy in the front row who walked in during my set. And I was like, thank God, one of my people. And I was like, hey, you've probably been to sex parties, right? And he's like, yes, honey, like the lifestyle. And then I kept trying to engage in it with him, but he was like,
yeah, because no one else is laughing. So he's like, don't put me in this, bitch.
And then I go backstage and my friend was like, oh my God, my friend that you were talking to is on mushrooms. He just texted me that he was on mushrooms and you were like calling him out and he panicked and like didn't
know. The one person who was your ally was like the worst possible ally.
Dude, it was so bad, but like,
is it your worst show so far?
Oh, easily. But part of me kind of loved bombing.
Oh, great. Okay. You honestly, that is kind of loved it. I didn't clear for a decade,
oh
probably.
Oh, my God. Because I was kind of like, oh, everyone in here fucks a lot, huh? You guys all are just getting laid all the time. None of this is interesting to you. Like, I just fucking didn't give a shit. At one point, I just had to be like, get your set out. Just practice doing it. And then move on. But it was tough crowd. Definition of tough crowd. How are you?
I'm good. I haven't bombed in a minute. There've been bad.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't be bombing.
Well, no, I mean, but like you said, Daryl Hammond, like even like a pro trying out new stuff, usually like the celebrity aspect of it all makes people laugh at even things that aren't necessarily great. But the fact that they were like, no, we know you're kind of an SNL legend,
and
but
it's
But like all it takes is for a room that size to have like two tables that don't speak English as their first language.
Yep.
One person and his friends on shrooms.
Yep.
If no one can get, if people can't get on the same page, it's always just going to be scattered.
Yeah.
Laughter.
There was like one lady and her, I looked like her mom, like an older woman in the front row. And every joke I told, the daughter would like whip her head to her mom to like see if her mom was uncomfortable.
Okay? Is that real?
Like, oh God, they're talking about
that?
Sex.
Yeah.
Oh no. And I was just like, oh fuck.
I, on the flip side, had a really great show two nights ago, and it was by, it was in, it doesn't matter where it was. Anyway, it was pretty full in like this art gallery, but I was third, and the first two comics were straight guys who did a bunch of jokes about maybe they're gay. And like I was explaining to my kids, like, you know, what gay guys, and my kid was like, ew. And he's like, no, it's not ew. I mean, it's kind of ew, but no. Like, they were just like a good, we were all doing 10-minute sets, and like 3 minutes of both of their sets were about
why being gay
or like, just like, they, maybe I'm gay. Like, like gay was kind of like the joke. And then I got up and I was like, hi, wow, straight guys, kind of fucking obsessed with talking about gay guys. And I was like, I'm a practicing gay person.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of roasted them for a little bit, which felt good. But leading up to it, I was just like stewing. I was like, these
setting me up.
Also,
fucking,
just like, let me talk about being gay.
Yes. Why? Why do we care what straight men have to say about gay people still? Unless it's in like a positive, funny, unique, interesting light.
Talk about your own life. Unless you're really questioning yourself, in which case, like,
interesting, fascinating. Tell me more.
Yeah. Or slide into the DMs. But like, it was just annoying. On the flip side, the other flip side, I've said flip side twice now.
Oh my God. Both sides of the pancake.
Both sides. I went to a meeting today, an AA meeting, and
did you go, because it's supposed to be anonymous?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think we know anything about it.
What
you're
do
not
you
going to tell us who's there.
Yeah. I have this weird thing because they're like, we stay anonymous at the level of press, radio, and film. Oh, so no podcasts. We're good.
We're good.
Trust
me, this isn't press.
But there's this like cutie patootie kind of like on the ginger spectrum. Mm-hmm. And we...
You did not
always hug a little longer than friends would hug.
Do you guys kind of touch hip?
Yeah.
Hip parts.
We hold each other close to each other.
Okay. You want to do something about it?
I don't know.
You can't.
I mean, it's
That's
definitely
like
not
rule.
Why I. No, it's not. If he was a newcomer, it'd be a rule.
Oh, he's not.
No.
Oh, then you're fine.
We just like hug.
Bums away, baby.
Long. But we don't. I don't think we've ever really texted outside of the meeting. But it's so. It's just interesting because like. And I guess it's a micro flirtation.
Yeah.
Like that moment where it's like, we went beyond the friend hug. Like we're 2 seconds, three seconds.
Do you
seconds.
Ever like text, DM?
I'm going to see if I have his number in my phone.
And what are you going to do? What are you going to do with said number?
I'm going to send him a whole pic with the big book sticking out of it. I'm going to sit on the 12 steps of AA and then show him.
You're going to send him your searching moral inventory.
My oral inventory.
It's the big book. It says a lot about you, you know, fitting in there.
Yes, it do, Kelsey.
Look at you taking initiative.
I do.
I'll never forget when I told you to go flirt with that guy at the coffee shop and you fucking went right up to him and did it.
Everyone,
and I was like, that's my fucking
Google
bitch.
Zane Phillips right now.
We did tell that story on the pod.
He's
it was
so
good. We had the footage, remember? We posted it on the story. Yeah. That was so fun.
Damn. And you know what? Huh. And I saw this. I also saw this on a TikTok. You don't have to hit the button.
TikTok.
That, like, don't think of it as like flirting. Like, don't go up to someone with the intention of like getting them in a sexual like state of mind. Go up and like just compliment them. Be like, you have a really cute outfit on today.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Zach. What's your name?
Yeah, you, like, last week when I was talking about how I got so nervous around Gym Crush,
I
kept thinking about it all week, being like, what are you fucking doing? Like, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bitch. Like, you're not.
Which always helps to degrade yourself.
I get wet for some reason. But I did all of that and then went to yoga and purposefully put my mat far away from
her. Oh, really?
Because I was just like, I can't. I gotta just.
Did you catch eyes or?
At the very end, we like smile and that was that.
That's so interesting.
But to give a little more housekeeping, which I told you off camera, but athlete's been gone this week. He's been at trying out with a new team. And I was like, I'm gonna go on this date with this girl. And I already told Zach all about it. And I'm not going to give too many deeds because they're a private person and I don't know what to do about it. But we've already been on two dates in a very short amount of time. And I'm like, giddy.
Whoa.
Like,
what a scary place to be in.
And bro, when you're in the space of like open non-monogamy, there's so many factors. Because it's like, what if I really like someone and athlete is like doesn't or doesn't get along or doesn't as much as I do, or what if she doesn't like athlete? And like,
wait, do you two have the understanding that you will only date a third if it's for both of you?
I think where I'm at right now is that I don't want to touch another dude with a 10-foot pole right now. Like, I have zero interest in men. It's just not where I'm sitting.
It sounded like the dude had a 10-foot dick when the way you said that.
Jealous.
Yeah.
No, I don't want.
You've
that.
Had your fill.
I'm getting fill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm good. And so I think I do, my intention, like my goal right now is someone that would also get along with athlete, because I am very happy right now with athlete and I would like to share that experience.
But get along to me is different than
dating. Yeah, that's
like,
a good point.
So I guess I'll ask my question again. When it comes to you guys dating someone else, is it together or is it potentially you date someone and he dates someone?
Ooh, that's an interesting. I don't think we've really
talked about that.
No, I mean, we've talked about it, but I think our intention is to
date the
same person.
Great.
Because that going two ways is definitely more like traditional poly.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not really looking for that technical term right now.
Okay. You're polymonogamy?
Polyadjacent.
That sounds like a drag queen.
Polymonogamy.
Yeah.
I love it. Anyway, I'm smitten. I'm excited. We'll see where it goes.
I'm happy for you.
Athlete
to feel that way.
And her are going to meet, I think, this week. So by next pod, we should have an update.
It's like when two dogs meet each other.
Yeah, you got to sniff each other's butts.
I had a really good sexual experience with an Australian.
Oh! Bruh. When has there not been a good sexual experience with an Australian in the history of America ever?
Here's the problem.
If you've ever had a bad Australian experience, tell us, because I want to know.
Our inbox is flooded.
Yeah, go.
A lot of y'all are monsters. But I didn't realize he was Australian until after when we were talking, because there wasn't a lot of talking.
What do you mean?
Like, there wasn't much talking before the experience.
How? So,
because it's a hookup.
But what do you mean? You just opened the door and went straight for his mouth?
It was kind of like a, hey, and then like clothes start to come off.
That fast?
Yeah.
You didn't even say like, do you need a parking validation or like?
No, I'm not the grove.
I didn't know. know it went that fast.
First of all, this is how little you come over to my home. My street doesn't have permits.
No, I do know that about your house. Okay, fuck you. I just didn't know if it was a nighttime thing.
I'm so hung up on you saying, do you need parking validation? As if I'm fucking the American Girl doll store.
You know what I mean? Like in West Hollywood, especially, yes, a permit.
Yeah, but my street doesn't have permits. Anyway, yeah, it was very little like, hey. Like, you're just saying, hey. He's like, hi. Good day.
Good day, Jolly.
It was just like, yeah, I didn't fully realize. I thought maybe there was an accent.
Tell me the moment you realized and what you did.
Like three sentences in. Well, and then I didn't do anything.
Did you go,
No.
You're Australian.
I have a little bit more decorum than
Not
that.
Not me. I'd
decorum.
Be like, I would literally be like, that's hilarious that you, I didn't know you were Australian, brother.
Oh, I did say something like that. Oh, okay. I was like, I'm just now realizing you're.
LOL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
And he was like, yeah, or maybe, no, he's from Australia.
What made it good?
He was hairy.
Ooh.
And like kind of like, not if a French bulldog were a person, but like kind of like muscular in like a dense way.
Beefy.
Yeah,
like
beefy.
Hippo.
Yeah, totally.
I like that for you.
Yeah. And then he was uncut.
Yeah.
Which I think is very neato.
My favorite.
And he wound up eating the booty for a long time.
Wow.
Which is like a nice treat. Because we were honestly just like gonna J-O, which means joik oif.
Yeah.
And then the chemistry was just strong enough that we wound up doing more.
Wow. Did you talk about like what you guys wanted to do beforehand?
Yeah. Which was just
J-O.
J-O. J-O. Like an innocent J-O. Sorry. I don't know why that happened.
That's okay.
But and then it was just really nice. And they're away for the weekend and they're actually leaving for the holidays in a week, but we're gonna hang out again.
Would you date this person?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I do. I am ashamed that I am attracted to the fact that he's Australian.
Why?
That's, I don't know. Is
like
that, is
90%
that
of that. Yeah.
Okay,
especially for straight women.
Oh, really?
Oh, that'll turn a fucking 4 into a 9, brother.
Damn.
A hot accent?
Yeah.
Think about Fleabag Priest. He's just a regular Joe. He, you know.
I feel bad for people who saw Fleabag Priest like 8 months after they had just been hearing Hot Priest, Hot Priest, Hot Priest, Hot Priest.
Fucking, can I tell you?
Talk.
I discovered.
Did you mean that one? Yeah, okay.
Yes, I did. On TikTok. Fuck you.
It just didn't seem like it was going to line up with the conversation.
Well, we talked about Hot Priest. Mm-hmm. I got an ad and that app be serving me the right ads because it was for this app called Quinn, which I'd never heard of. I don't know how. Had a lot of followers. It is a
Quinn.
Yes. Audio
porn
app that gets fucking big celebrities.
No.
To come read.
Period.
And Hot Priest
is one of them.
Did one. He plays like a like it's like a Renaissance like Game of Thrones story, and they do at dude. I literally just got chills thinking about
and he's
the
like
ad.
Banging his sister in it,
probably. Fucking, I got an ad like a video ad for it, and they do a big promo with the celebrity, and like it was him being like, "I know the girls want." Made to do a story. And
is
he's
he
like
dressed in the Game of Thrones garb?
No, but he looks cool as hell. And it was on a set that had a big white throne that he was like kind of walking around and like grabbing.
Oh my
the
gosh.
Arm. And I was like, where has this been and why has no one fucking told me about
First
it?
First of all, what a great loophole for actors
yes!
who want to do
naughty
sexy
shit.
Stuff without really tarnishing themselves in any way.
It's a job. And talk about marketing budget. Whoever invested in this company, brilliant idea. Like, they also had Jackson from Grey's Anatomy, the light-skinned guy with blue eyes.
Yeah.
He does, like, a whispery one. And I spent way too much fucking time on this app.
And money?
No, I didn't subscribe yet, but I probably will. But
what's like, is there like an ad between every like?
No, it's, I think you get a trial or something. I should probably check my subscriptions.
It's about to charge you $189.
Specific.
That's so funny.
Okay. Can we also talk about the crazy shit that's happened in this world before we go to break? like, I feel like a couple of things have happened that.
Oh my God, the shooter.
Yeah, we have to talk about this because if you've been living under a rock, the internet has gone ablaze after they're calling him the Adjuster.
Oh my God.
They fully gave him a hero name. They have made him a logo. And the unraveling that is coming out of this man who curdered the CEO of United
Brian
Healthcare.
Thompson or whatever.
Yes. And
what was it? Deny, depose, defend,
which they also just found his backpack in Central Park. Zachary, there was Monopoly money in it, except all the go to jail free cards weren't in it, but it was filled with Monopoly money. Like, this guy is fully fucking trolling the NYPD. NYPD comes out with a statement yesterday. Oh, we're going to backtrack every city camera for the last 10 days from staying at his hostel, following him around town. I didn't think he prepared for that. Bitch, he did. He wore the same outfit for 10 days. This man was walking around the city in a hood and a face mask anytime he left.
Oh,
for 10 days.
God.
He fucking prepped. He went to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Before, got away on a city bike, the most New York thing you could do.
Totally.
And got lost in Central Park.
Wait, wait, wait. But I thought the Starbucks, like the smiling cute guy, that's not him.
So supposedly the Times came out saying that that is not the right photo. But I don't think the NYPD has come out and said that yet. And then they also tried to say like that they had someone. But bro, the craziest part is though, the internet usually like armchair sleuths and like home detectives like.
Want to help?
Yes.
And no one does?
No one. Not only that, Zach. There was a kid, he was probably like a college student in New York City who made like pre this incident, he hadn't launched it, but he's like a nerd for data. And he makes websites about like different unique datas. Like, I don't know, he's probably studying to be some really fancy, smart guy. He had made an app that tracked every single city bike in New York City. And he like broke into the e-bikes app data and thought it was like an interesting thing, and he was going to make a website out of it. So he was posting on TikTok about how he had made this website, and he's like, yeah, I can actually like see the guy's bike, like where he was, where he dropped it off. And the comment section is fucking ruining this man's life for trying to help track him.
Oh, they're like, if you don't,
they're like, fucking shut up, take this shit down, do not help the NYPD find this guy. Like, they're trying to help him get away.
Wow.
And this
yeah,
kid
good.
Was just trying to make like a little like, oh, isn't this interesting? I made this happen. Look, I can actually see. And they were like, fuck
Shut
you,
up, bro.
You little snitch.
I mean,
how do you feel?
I mean, I don't want to go. I don't want to be on a list.
Oh, I don't want to be go on record saying how I feel.
But obviously elated.
Like, I keep seeing content about it being like, yes, Erder is horrible. We shouldn't be.
So
shilling people.
Denying the claims and leading to the death.
And
so.
Everyone saying, like, the blood on the CEO's hand, it far outweighs guy, the adjusters.
My favorite threads have been people going, like, the CEO of blah, 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 blah. Their name is blah, blah, blah. That it's so.
And the one that's, like, protect Costco CEO at all costs or whatever.
Yeah. Who the guy who tried to raise the price of hot dogs, he fired in the room. Absolutely though. And Costco's one of the more liberal companies.
Yes. Just like seeing the discourse online has been really a case study in human psychology.
Listen, this is the thing too. Have you ever heard that like a suicide on like a college campus can spur other suicides?
Oh, like copycat.
Yeah. Or like just like it gets in people's heads and then like it happens more.
There's
going to be copycats of this.
And they're saying, what if like school schmooters, instead of doing school schmootings, did CEO schmootings? And that's what like the which is like a wild discourse to be having, Zach.
I mean,
like,
this
what
is the thing.
The fuck?
Well, I loved also the threads that have been like, maybe they should get bulletproof vests and practice drills like our kids do at schools.
You know, every single CEO right now is hiring the biggest team.
You know, one of my richest friends went to this, I don't even know what the thing was. It was like a convention of some sort of like minds, like kind of like brilliant minds.
Okay.
I just say that because I don't remember what the thing was, but she said several of the men in the room were asking the speaker, what do you do to make sure your bodyguard doesn't turn against you? That was their question to these other like elite people.
Everyone's been saying, do Elon next.
We're so stupid for recording a podcast about this.
Oh yeah, we're getting put on some list. But like, no one's gonna hire me.
But this is the thing, I like just like
we're just repeating what we're seeing.
Yeah, and I don't care. Like it feels very French Revolution. Mm. And like, I don't make enough money to be scared.
Amen, sister.
And like, here's the other thing. Mm. It couldn't get worse for us.
Oh, people are saying it's actually gotten better since like the day it happened.
Yeah, one of them reversed their anesthesia.
Yeah, Alabama.
Yeah.
Which that claim was insane.
Crazy.
Like what the, it's what just, is going on?
And I've seen, and I think people are, this spurs people to do research on private insurance and stuff. Yeah. And they're like, and other people are like, LOL, if you think you'll pay more for universal health care than you're paying for private insurance right now.
$500 and something
I pay
month.
$408.
Which is cuckoo
and
manners.
I'm still paying when I go to these places.
I'm still paying my deductible. I'm still paying my copay.
Like, and then don't even get me started on GoodRx. Do you even understand what it is?
No.
If you go to get a prescription.
And you get a discount.
Well, that's the thing, though. They'll be like, that's $72. And I'm like, oh, okay. And like, do you want us to try GoodRx? I go, oh, yeah. Sure.
It's like
that'll be $12.
Yeah. Oh, but you're saying it's a good thing.
Yes, but like, what is this game that we're playing?
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for anything. I didn't do anything. I didn't apply for anything. GoodRx is just a company that takes prescriptions down from $72 to $12.
And you have to just
know to ask for it.
There, I've been seeing a lot of in the comments, people saying to read this book called Don't Pay the First Bill, which talks about anything under $200 that comes from healthcare.
Under or over?
Any bill under $200 from a healthcare provider like costs more money to chase down than it's worth, essentially.
But won't it go to like claims or something?
I think you can like, I don't know. I didn't read the book, obviously. Don't Google it. But I saw this one thread that was going viral where a guy was like, anytime I pay a medical bill that feels unjust, I overpay it by like 80 cents so that they have to send it back to, they legally have to send back what's overdone by, they said, he was like, they have to pay like a dollar for a stamp for an 80 cent refund. And then I never cash the check. So it throws off their balance at the end of the year and they have to pay an accountant to check the books. And he was like saying this petty way to fuck.
That's beautiful.
It was going viral because people were like, this is the level of petty I aspire to be.
Totally.
He's like, yeah, when I just have the extra time on like a weekend, I'll do that with my bill.
Also, the classic one is any sort of credit card application. You send it back unfilled out in the prepaid postage. So they have to pay for the postage and they open it up and it's like not an application.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Man, little ways. Hey, if you got more little ways to fuck over the big man, drop them in the comments below. We all need to stick together right now.
I do think that like I am going to, oh God, I'm hovering over the cancel Amazon subscription button. Although mine just renewed like four weeks ago.
Fuck,
so I'm like,
so you can't.
So even if I do, it won't have much of an impact. Though I am purposefully not using it.
Okay.
Right now.
Good. I'm doing pretty good since our last combo.
Yeah.
It's people like that episode, by the way.
Did they?
Yeah.
People are smart for liking us. I'll say that first. And that you can put me on a list for.
There you go.
But I do think it is that like it's too easy.
Yeah.
To buy stuff.
Yeah.
And like when you aren't going on Amazon, you're buying so much more intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
You're like compiling a list because you're not going to go to Target for I need a lock, like a combo mm-hmm. lock for a locker. And I haven't gotten it yet because I'm not going to go to Target just for that.
Yeah,
so I'm like letting my list build up. Mm-hmm. Otherwise on fucking Amazon, I would have ordered it and gotten this big box with mm-hmm. a smaller box in it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
more plastic. Yeah.
You all know this.
Because you listened to last week's episode.
Correcto mundo.
Hey, let's go to a break. And when we come back, jingle bells.
Whee!
Confidant, do you struggle with like your hormone balance? I know I do. There is so much happening in our environment all the time that is putting me in dysregulation. You know, like stuff in our food, in our skincare, not to mention all the natural chemical changes that are happening in our bodies in general. But now we don't have to suffer through it anymore. Okay. You are not alone. Now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. I am talking about irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows, baby. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use our code Kelsey for 15% off today.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply, but the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/get started for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
The snow and one horse open sled. Okay, oh, that feels to go. Laughing all the way, your mom. What do you want for Christmas this year?
I've got it in my mind.
The holidays.
I've got it in my mind that an 85-inch TV will drastically improve my quality of life. So I put this in my stories yesterday. I did this a few years ago where I was like, hire me to do something I already like doing because I'm raising money to get the TV because they start at like $1,000 and I'm like, I have that money, but that feels frivolous.
Mm, it's expensive.
So if you're listening to this, I am hireable for the next few weeks. I'll do a pep talk, like a Cameo type thing.
Do you have Cameo? Can people find you on Cameo?
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm totally on Cameo. Pep talk, dating advice. I'll bake cookies. I'm open.
What can you do for me that won't cost me too much but is fun?
I mean, you like those Chex bars.
I do, and they're GF for the athlete.
For the athlete. You could
maybe get some order, of those for the holiday.
Yeah.
All right.
Order those.
I'll do that.
Okay.
One order, please.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay. That was so easy. Thank
look
you.
At you.
Although I feel weird about taking money from you because I want you to spend less money.
Oh.
But I will.
But okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if it's for you, it doesn't feel like I'm spending money.
That's
there's the
true.
Cheat code.
You will eventually enjoy the television.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but I will say, I announced this yesterday. Someone just sent Venmo me $100.
Oh my God.
They go for the TV fund.
Are you fucking serious?
I am fucking serious.
Daddy.
Do you know the last time I did this, I raised $5,000 in 1 month.
That's right. For what was it that you were getting?
No, I was just seeing how much money I could make. But I did donate 1,000 of it to Stop AAPI Hate organization.
Great.
But that time I literally sold, a guy bought a picture of me in a jock strap from behind for like $150. And then he was like, if you mail me the jock strap, I'll give you another $150.
Fuck yeah.
So $300 to just.
Yo, if you want my jock strap mailed to you, DM me. I will absolutely mail you a jock strap.
I think the people who sell their used underwear,
brilliant.
Smartest people in the farts in a jar.
Brilliant.
I'm voting for you.
Yeah. Because that's the kind of person I want running the country.
Genius.
Yeah, we're all idiots. Maybe I'll give you a fart in the jar for
your Christmas present. That is not
Are you sure?
No. In fact, you should know this about me by now. I don't like stuff. I don't like stuff. Your Christmas gift should be just ordering the things. Ordering the Chex bars.
So, okay, donating money for, okay, fair.
Because I get to do something, I enjoy baking.
That's true, and then I get a present from you.
Yes, and I don't have to smell your fart. Aww. I don't actually think of you as gassy. I never hear you fart. Do you hold them in? Are you burpy?
I'm actually quite farty. I'm just like a private farter. I just wait until I can like really go.
Dude.
What?
The best part, when the guy leaves.
Oh, and they're just like ripping unleashed. Ass. It's the best.
My room has like an echo to it too.
I thought you were going to say like a faint smell.
Have you ever?
Just a lingering air freshener scent.
Have you ever ripped apart in your car right before you got out and you're like, fuck, this is going to be waiting for me when I get back.
And you're like standing outside your door just like, okay, come on, you can do it. Just get it. Come on. 1, 2, 3, go. Windows down. Holding your breath all the way until all the, and the windows are so slow. They're the hand cranked ones.
That's one of my favorite parts of being outdoors is just being able to kind of rip ass like at will.
I was in yoga the other day and
what a dangerous space.
Dude, I'm not normally like that because I get my business done before I go to the studio, but that morning I didn't get to. And it was every time I went upside down, it like reloaded the chamber. And I was just like,
and you let them squeak out?
No, I had to get creative of ways to open my butt cheeks.
You know what? You'd think that would work. Maybe we just have very tight booty holes. When you pull apart to be like, this should in theory. Yeah.
Like fogging up a glass behind me. Okay, we got way off track. So you want a TV for Christmas?
And I'm willing to work for it. And if you want one of my farts in a jar, I'll sell it.
Again, DM us.
DM us. We're open.
Yes, we are. We will open our cheeks.
And let those Christmas farts, those holiday farts seep out.
Fly. Okay, so you want that. Okay. I realized that I don't want any stuff. I definitely don't want any stuff. I don't want any stuff.
This is how I know you have been replaced by Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Shut up. I'm trying to change.
I walked into Kelsey's home today, and there's what appears
okay,
to me.
You didn't let me finish.
There's a chicken coop in front of the door. So much so that Hippo can't even come say hello to me. There is chicken fence or chicken wire.
Let me finish.
Coop in a home.
Zachary, I was about to call you Zachary Levi. LOL. Yeah, you know what? Fuck you, Zachary Levi, you fucking narc ass bitch. Listen to me. I was about to say, I don't want any things for me. The biggest thing I wanted that I asked for from my parentals was my catio, which means cat patio condo.
Yeah, we got it.
She is chicken coop shaped, and she's been out there for years weathering the storm. And I just feel like, look at it, my prince, my sweet prince on your lap, who's getting pets right now, deserves a fresh new chicky coop, a more weatherproof chicky coop.
First of all, I didn't realize that thing was out there. And that's big.
She's a big
girl.
Is it
two stories?
Yeah.
Does it really need replacing? Or are you just being methy?
I'm being methy and it needs to be replaced.
Okay.
And especially because I have a cat sitter coming to stay over the holidays, and I didn't want her to see how gross it was.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, I've deep scrubbed that thing since before you came over, and it still looks like that.
So wait, but then the thing downstairs looks like even worse.
No, it's got a cover. It's got like a roof for it. So I said, that's all I really want is that. And then I also bought myself secondhand a new ski suit.
Okay.
And it's highlighter yellow.
That's very like.
Yeah, see me coming.
That's very, I will be interested. Will you be honest if you buy more gifts
for
yourself?
Myself? Yeah. I'm curious what the athlete's going to give me. Because we did get each other stuff last year. He got me a bobblehead of Hippo. He made me a custom bobblehead of Hippo.
I see it downstairs.
Bro, that's how I knew I was in love with that motherfucker.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He did that, and he got Hippo an advent calendar for him that had like dog treats in it every day, and would like do it and film it and send it to me. And I was like, I'm in love with this man, but I couldn't say it.
When did athlete first fall in love with me?
That's a good question that I never asked, because why would I?
One of the first times I met him, you asked him in front if he were going to get a blowjob from a guy, who would it be? And he said me.
That's true.
But
he
I was
did.
Like, Is that like, he said it really fast, so maybe he just knew.
I feel like, though, if I would get a blowjob from a guy, it would be you, because you probably know what you're doing.
Definitely. And with these Invisalign, honey.
They're bumpers.
No one's getting hurt.
Yeah. Okay, wait. We have 10 minutes left. I have.
This is my dream episode, because I've kept her off track the whole time.
You have contributed nothing but chaos, and it's why I love you.
Yeah.
I tried to think of ideas of like actually good, useful gifts that you could also find on like a Facebook Marketplace moment, or things that would be not so wasteful for people that are like of our age and listenership. Do you know what's the best holiday gift you ever got? And this could even be like from childhood.
Damn, my sister's really good at giving gifts.
She's such an angel.
But of course, nothing is like jumping out. I'm sure I've gotten a million great gifts.
I think when I was a kid, me and my sister both got matching electric scooters.
Oh, wow.
And we felt like the fucking coolest.
Yeah, that's good. Like a Nerf. When I was younger, like a Nerf gun. Yeah. I actually might get a Nerf gun.
Okay.
You know what's so funny? Maybe it's because I grew up with not much money. But like, I always thought they were like expensive.
They're not?
I don't think so.
I feel like Nerf, the brand.
I think they're $30.
Okay, that feels expensive for a Nerf gun.
Kelsey.
Okay.
You spent $30 during this podcast.
Truly,
I don't know
I did.
How you did it, but you did.
I've got my people out there doing it for me, little elves.
Okay.
I said, people our age, people our listenership, I believe a good quality once in a perhaps lifetime purchase that I've seen, like my parents had one that they had for forever that I think you deserve, a good heating pad.
Oh, that's interesting that you see us as 86-year-old people.
Because we're hot, but our backs hurt.
The next thing she is on her list is soup.
Actually, I got invited to a soup party tonight, but I can't go.
That's cute.
Oh, it's cute for when it's a party, but not when you're 80?
I come around on soup. I used to be very staunchly like, what is this? This is not a meal. It's not a snack. I was a stew or chili girly.
Oh.
But like soup felt very silly. Also, that temperature has to stay hot, or I'm like, this is now room temperature.
Yeah, and it feels like it will make you sick if you eat soup cold.
Definitely.
Which is like crazy because gazpacho is a thing.
But then it's raw soup.
Oh my God. What are we talking about? Okay. Another thing I thought about that would be cute, something to remember the Eras Tour by.
Wait, hold on. What? Go back. Okay. Heating pad. Did you know there's weight activated heated dog beds?
No.
They turn on when the dog gets in them.
Why don't I know about this? I got to find it on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay. Something to remember the Eras Tour by. What a very uniquely specific thing.
Well, I thought about our audience and how many of us probably went, and it was like a big moment. And I've been seeing all the media about like, it was just the last one this last weekend. And I was like, wouldn't it be something cute? Whether it's like you print out a picture of you and your friends, or you get the little booklet or whatever, like something that just reminds us of this special moment in time that we all got to share and feel and collectively connect over. Like, I do feel in 20 years, we're going to be talking about the Eras Tour.
Well, here's something I will say. I bought my hoodie in large, mm-hmm. not realizing it was oversized.
Yeah.
They are oversized.
What are you
gonna never
do with
wear it?
Give it to me.
I don't know if I can do that.
Why? You're never going to wear it.
I know, because it has value still. I know. I know. But the speaker at my meeting today was wearing the dark blue crew neck from the Eras Tour. And I was like, so I'm gonna go over to like what's it called, Poshmark, and see like what's up there.
Okay, this one you could get for yourself or someone in your life, but I truly believe that every single person should have a subscription to ChatGPT.
I'm not on board,
bro. It has made my life, my job, literally Googling things about hippos' health, giving me answers to things that I have not gotten ease in my whole life with.
Are they right answers, though?
Yes, and it's improving every day. And they're nonpartisan. They're like very ethical AI people.
That's what Elon was.
No, he wasn't.
He was staying out of politics.
He was always the bad guy. Mm-hmm. But I think
then why'd you buy your car if he was always the bad guy?
I didn't. Jared did.
But you bought it.
From Jared.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I love that car.
Okay.
Very much. But I think, especially if you have like someone techie in your life that maybe they haven't really gotten into it yet, ChatGPT is also a really good, easy way in. Do you have a ChatGPT subscription?
I never use it.
Oh my God.
I don't need to know stuff.
Okay, fair. Listen, I hate to say this, but you can find these not on the internet. So go find one on Facebook Marketplace or at your local like thrifting place. This goddamn Stanley water bottle really did survive the test of trend. Like, remember when this was the trendiest fucking thing you could buy?
Yeah, and you love it still?
I use it every day. There are three cans of LaCroix in here.
That's crazy.
It keeps me hydrated, sturdy.
Yeah.
Fits in any cup holder. And it has a cute little backpack where I keep my drugs.
Wait, but does it come with that?
No, I bought this. Yeah. Or someone bought it for me, I think. It holds my hair ties.
Okay. You've really lesbianed that.
There's a pen in here.
Stanley.
Look at, there's a does it fit? iPod tripod.
Does it fit with the carrying case on it in the cup holder?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really thin, but sturdy. It's dirty. I need to wash it. But I'm not going to lie. I thought this was going to be like just a trendy thing that I gave into. This shit fucks. I think I'm going to have this for a long fucking time.
Wow. Okay.
It was really meant to just be a one-time buy.
So I, Nalgene bottles were really popular when I was in high school. It's like climbers wear, use them. It's like clear colored plastic. Mm-hmm. Like they're just squat bottles sort of. And I got one.
You still have it?
Well, I got one kind of recently in the past like 3 months and I'm loving having it.
Okay.
And I put stickers on it and stuff, but it doesn't fit in cup holders.
Oh, that's kind of a no.
And it's like a wide mouth. So you have to get like a thing that pops in if you want it to not all come at you.
And like you can take this straw out, put it in your little pack, and then this closes so it doesn't spill. It's that's like cool. Unspillable. And you can take this straw out and twist it and it's a mouthpiece. It's great.
I feel like you could also go to popular places like mall food courts and gyms and be like, I left my Stanley here. And then they go grab you one.
File that under shit we do to the man to fuck him over. I love that idea. Just go to various businesses.
Like,
that
I would have my Ray-Bans here. And they're like, yeah, there's four pair. I'm like, yeah, they're all mine.
Shut the fuck up. Why is that the funniest? If you filmed a video doing this.
Oh, you think?
Oh, you 100%.
I also want to commit to doing, I really want to say this out loud, but I'm so scared of the repercussions.
What?
One TikTok a day.
Yeah, you should. Why
not? I know.
Not?
There's no reason not to. Even just if it's one-liners. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've thought about it. Should we hold each other accountable?
Do you want to?
I would.
Starting tomorrow?
Like, let's just do a week of it and see how we feel.
Okay. Starting tomorrow. Okay.
You guys heard it here first. If you have not seen 7 TikToks in the last week since this came out.
Oh my God. This is both scary and freeing.
You have every right to DM us and yell at us.
Yeah.
Okay. I also said something that is useful, that is actually good for, I believe, the environment and the left side. A Costco membership.
Yes.
For someone that you love.
I have Costco. I like Costco. I feel safe there. I feel
that's
seen.
Important.
There's samples.
And it's not too pricey. It's bulk.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's for the people.
I really only buy dry goods there because they keep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I've always said this before. Costco membership is the only reason I want to have a family, is so I can like comfortably get the pound of artichoke dip.
Ooh.
You know?
Well, you could always come over here and split it.
I know. People will say that, but I don't know if they'll really be down for that.
Bro, I have like 19 of your Tupperware things, by the
way.
I need to give them back to you. Well, that's how many cookies you've made me.
Well, those also are like made to be kind of like
thrown away.
Say
it, you little fucking wasteful.
But
bitch.
They're meant not to be missed.
Okay. Well, I don't want them because I've gotten so many. At first, I was like, oh yeah, Zach left his Tupperware here. Fuck yeah, I'm gonna put my spaghetti
Careful
in it.
What you wish for.
Bro, it's like the charm in Harry Potter where he touches the gold cup and they like become overflowing in the Gringotts vault. That
it's
was
exactly
a very specific
like reference. That. It's that with cheap Tupperware.
Oh, okay. And finally, my last suggestion for a really cool but useful and something that I have personally seen on places like Poshmark and Mercari and various places on.
What's Mercari?
Mercari is like a secondhand.
It sounds like a liquor.
Well, you're thinking of Bacardi.
Oh, I am. God, you're so smart. And McClellan.
McClellan?
Isn't that a whiskey?
McClellan? Macallan is a
Macallan.
Whiskey. A McLaren is a Mercedes-Benz.
Which you could drink if you blended it
really, really hard.
Or if you heated it up.
Didn't mind passing. I'm trying to, sorry, I'm stalling because I can't find the damn link.
That's another thing you could get someone, the sweet release of death.
This company called Change, C-H-N-G-E, they have 2.1 million followers on Instagram. They're like a big organic, neutral, climate neutral certified brand. And you've definitely seen their iconic shirts all over the web, especially from our girl Drew Flew wears the Women Don't Owe You Shit t-shirt.
Drew Afualo.
I thought it was a flu.
Afualo.
Okay.
Afualo.
I
only say it because she told me to my face.
Afualo. She came on your podcast.
Yeah.
That's right. The shirt that everyone else also sees is only respecting women you're attracted to isn't respecting women.
Yes.
Love whoever the fuck you want with the rainbows. If you take care of the trees will take care of you. Women don't owe you shit. Like all these really cute streetwear
things that should be common sense
but are like a good way to say how you feel and what your stance is out in the world without like having to say it.
And they put money in good places.
Yes. And I love this shirt. It's like gender neutral, but this one's my favorite. Misogyny is not a coping mechanism for your insecurities. Just fucking like spitting fire. And I thought if you have someone that you want to get clothes for, that would be like top of my list. What'd you think?
That's great.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. What else?
Like and review and rate this pod 5 stars. Leave us a little message. We'll read it on air, as they say in the biz. I'm headlining Kansas City Funny Bone January 16th. Let's sell that bitch. Oh,
hell yes. Also, I forgot to say a couple weeks ago when it was Thanksgiving, we asked the audience who are the people that you are least looking forward to seeing on the holidays. And I'm just going to read some out. I won't name you, but dad. Wow. Hurtful.
Yeah.
Aunt and uncle. In-laws. My racist and homophobic uncle, but can't wait to kiki with my gay cousins. My aunt. I don't see my family. I go to my old lady lesbian aunt's house and she parties with Ruth Sherry. Father-in-law. A lot of father-in-laws came up. A lot.
Interesting. I always think mother-in-laws are the problem.
Turns out it's the father-in-laws. Anyone that voted for Trump. My Midwest Trump-supporting grandparents. Another father-in-law. Listen, we're here with you. We'll do an episode probably on like how to stay safe during the holidays, how to keep your mental sanity.
How to shoot a gun.
And definitely how to shoot a gun. Until next week, bye, Confident Bottoms.
Bye.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.